Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo! This is the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out here with me on today's episode. Appreciate the love that you've been showing the Sports Adjacent podcast. Check out their latest episode. Scroll back through so you can listen to all of the ridiculousness of that particular podcast. At this point, I'm wondering, can we even hold on to Russ Dorsey? You know, he's the man now. You're the man now, dog. I didn't do that in my best Sean Connery. You're all the man now, dog. But yeah, he's out here in these streets getting paid, which I love to see. I'm telling you, that young man's career, bet on it. Bet on it. I don't know if they have it on FanDuel or wherever, but like, yes, put $50 on Russell Dorsey's career. It's a good idea. We are brought to you by Aurelio's Pizza, aureliospizza.com. It's the sauce. Really great pizza. I love it. The sweet sauce with the melted different cheeses and the fresh ingredients. The really fantastic desserts. They have this cinnamon dough. Oh, so if you're not satisfied with your incredible pizza, then you can be like, let me get this dough on. They got like chocolate cake and stuff too, but I'm just saying. Dipping the cinnamon dough, that's living right there. Aurelio's in Homewood has the original oven, but you can go to Mokina or New Lenox or Frankfurt. Tenley. I used to do that. The one that's on 159th and Oak Park Avenue. Used to run in there. Love their little setup. Boom, boom, boom. Get my pizza. Get right back on 57 and get back to the south side. Aurelio's Pizza. It's the sauce. I wanted to talk about this Kyler Murray thing. Dan and I talked about it on the show, but I've been thinking about it since then. And there's a bunch of different issues inside of this that I want to discuss. And hopefully you'll come along the ride with me on this. Because I don't think anybody looks good in this situation. Let me explain. For those of you who don't know, the Cardinals signed Murray to a multi-year extension, which if you have a quarterback that's worth anything at all, you're going to do that, and he is. He's pretty good. I personally don't believe in him. Like, I don't think that he's a championship quarterback. But I understand that getting quarterback play, it's at a premium. It's at a real premium. So if you got a guy that you think might turn the light switch on and get you deep into the playoffs, I understand having to sign him to an extension. They sign him to an extension, and then there's a couple of clauses that are inside of his contract. One of the clauses is, hey, man, you're going to stop flirting with baseball. We're going to give you this money, but you're going to stop with the I might go play baseball stuff. I understand that. It was a measure of leverage that Kyler had that really no other player had. You know, Russell Wilson jokes about playing football, about baseball, but he wasn't the level of prospect that Kyler Murray was. Kyler Murray was taken in the first round. You know, he had guaranteed, what, seven figures on the table from Oakland. I'm sure he's glad that he did not play for that. Woo! He'd be traded right now. Anyway, I understand the Cardinals being like, that's enough. You play football now. You're a quarterback. You're the starting quarterback. So guess what? Be the starting quarterback. The other clause is the one that got more attention. And that clause was that he would study 4 hours a week outside of the stuff that he's doing at the facility. And that they would give him a tablet, and the tablet would monitor the time that he is on there. I kept thinking of it like every quarter or so, we have to do these things. You probably have to do them too for your job, where you're doing HR stuff, or like, here, watch this video to make sure that you don't harass people, or you understand how you shouldn't be violent in work settings, like that sort of stuff. That's what it reminded me of, because sometimes when you do those and you're watching, you're like, oh, I know the answer to this, and you try to move on. It's like, no, why don't you look at it for a few more seconds longer? That's what I imagine that the Cardinals have set up for Kyler Murray. Here's why I think everyone in this situation looks bad, okay? Let's start with Murray. Kyler looks bad because there have been some whispers, and I can tell you from my own interactions with people who know, there have been some questions about his commitment and his leadership. There's also the story. There's the story that he was trying to tap out of the playoff game. You know, the one where he played like dog shit. And that Colt McCoy was like, yo, fam, you can't do that. You're the quarterback. And if you do that, you'll never hear the end of it. People still mad at Jay Cutler, even though he was actually hurt in a playoff game. You tap out of a playoff game that you're losing, you'll never live that down, ever. You got to wear it sometimes, you know? But I've talked to some folks that would know. And there's questions. People say his talent is undeniable. But they wonder, can he be the guy? So Kyler looks bad because there's already people, the calls are coming from inside the house. There's already people that think that he's not committed. And both of those clauses that I talked about are elements of them showing you that they think he's not committed. One, he's not committed to just playing football or not using baseball as leverage. And two, there's some question about whether or not he is fully invested in becoming better. Now, I heard Kyler talking. He did one of those things where he wasn't supposed to talk, and then all of a sudden he talks, and it's like, oh, look at this. The quarterback's talking on a day that he's not scheduled to talk. And he kind of ran some style about, well, I'm flattered that everyone thinks that I could get to this point by not studying. No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying that you're not doing extra, and the quarterback has to do extra. Now, let me just say, that number that they came to of 4 hours of tape a week, I joked with Dan about this on the show, but it's kind of true. I watch 4 hours of tape a week. Me. During the season, for sure. And that number is probably closer to 10 hours a week of tape. I'm not the quarterback of the Cardinals. I'm some broken down 47-year-old, and I watch game film. I watch the Bears' next opponent. I watch other games. I sit and watch YouTube videos on air raid offenses and stuff. If they are asking you for 4 hours a week, what must they think of you? But it's juxtaposed by them giving you $160 million guaranteed dollars. So I think it makes Kyler look bad. And I think that's why you saw him push back so hard that he realized that his peers were now seeing him in a different light. He realized that old heads were on TV like, yo, you're not studying the playbook? And he realized that with that information getting out there, someone wanted that information to get out there. So now you have to look around and go, who can I trust around here? And I feel him on that. The organization looks bad. Let me tell you why. This is one of those things that, well, why you might want it in writing. This is something that feels better handled in a different way. Let me give you some options, since I'm telling you that they didn't do this the right way. One of the options is you don't have to extend Kyler Murray right now. And you can tell him before you give him the extension, look, man, we really think that you're our future as our quarterback. We think that you have a chance to be one of the great ones. We think that there's something that's holding you back from being great, and that it's you're not studying enough. We need you to be maniacal. And I know that that seems unfair, and I get that other people learn, but if I were in a position of power in the Cardinals organization, this might have been a tactic that I would have chosen. We are going to give you all the monies at the end of this year. If we see that same level of commitment from you. The other part about this from an organizational standpoint, did they let it get out? I don't know who was being vindictive, if someone was trying to embarrass Kyler or someone was trying to embarrass the team, but they succeeded. They succeeded in making themselves look bad and making him look bad. And if you feel that strongly about some of this stuff, you should ask yourself a very important question. And that question is, should we be giving this dude $160 million guaranteed? You should legit ask yourself that question. Now, if the conclusion is, yeah, give him the money, then doing this other nonsense with the contract, it puts you in a bad light. Let me tell you someone else that looks bad in this situation. The agent. We're all adults. We're all supposed to be looking out for ourselves. You're supposed to read your contract. I just signed a new contract with the Score. I was in a similar situation as Kyler Murray. No, but I signed a new deal at the Score. My deal is only like five pages long. Pretty simple language for the most part. There were some things that I wanted. There were some things that the Score wanted. And we both figured out a middle ground and we signed it. If my contract became public, like the things that I asked for, like I wouldn't be embarrassed about it. And I don't think that they would be embarrassed about the things that they asked me for. Your agent is supposed to protect you from bullshit clauses in your contract. Straight up and down. If there was some nonsense in my contract and my agent didn't tell me before I signed it, even though I'm supposed to read it, if my agent didn't tell me that, my agent would be fired. And he knows that. It's wild. Like, you're supposed to be looking out for this man, and he ends up looking horrible because you didn't quite do your job. Now, it's possible. Let me try and be fair. It's possible. Kyler knew about the clause in the contract, saw the 4 hours, and was like, man, 4 hours? Shit, I'd do 20 hours of video per week. 4 hours is nothing. Let me just sign this deal. Let's get this money, and let's try and win the Super Bowl this year. It's possible. I would understand that. Like, it's laughable. Like, he'd be like, that's laughable. I do way more than that per week. So me agreeing to do 4 hours of it is no big deal. But now, considering the way that he reacted to it, and considering the way that the Cardinals reacted to it, I don't think anybody was happy about it being in there and it getting out. The getting out part is really important here. So they've got a mess on their hands. There's another component to this that I want to talk about. There's actually two more components to this that I want to talk about. Let's take a timeout, and then we'll do that next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next. Okay, so you heard me break it all down from the different parties that are involved with Kyler Murray. There's a couple other things that I want you to consider in here. One of them has to do with some of the things that have been said about black quarterbacks in particular and quarterbacks of color generally. And it's the idea that throughout the history of the NFL, there's been this thought that black quarterbacks can't be cerebral. There is a reliance on physical ability and skill that allows players to excel at the quarterback position. It's why we still hear nonsense about, well, I prefer a pocket passer. Like, the Lamar Jackson stuff makes me so mad. You see people just... The guy's already won an MVP. He clearly makes his team better. He's also gotten better throwing the rock. He's done all the things that you can ask him to do. And there's still the people like, well, I'd prefer Justin Herbert. Okay. Justin Herbert's really good. But you legit have a difference maker at the quarterback position and you're still acting like he ain't shit. But anyway, I'm cussing a little too much on this episode. If you're Kyler Murray, who I believe is black and Filipino, I'm sure that he's heard that he's gotten by because of his athletic gifts for the majority of his career. And considering that the guy is my size, it's really amazing that he's a quarterback in the NFL. Legit. One of the reasons I don't believe in him is that I'm out here rooting against my own kind, meaning short dudes. Although technically, like, we're like average height. I know Bomani gonna kill me for that because he's always talking about the dudes that are 5'10 and below. Anyway, I think that eventually his speed is going to wear out and he is going to have to be reliant. Like, Russell Wilson being just a couple inches taller, it makes a difference, as weird as it sounds. Him being 5'11 and a half or whatever the hell Russell Wilson says he is makes a difference from what Kyler Murray is. But there is some of that. And if Kyler were upset that he felt like that clause in his contract was a throwback to tropes about black quarterbacks, I would understand his frustration and I would support it. I will say, though, he has to look very long and hard in the mirror and say, what part am I playing in this? And maybe at the end of it, maybe the end result can be better. Maybe this whole ugliness inside of this contract dispute or contractual clause dispute can be resolved and everyone could go on. I struggle with that. I struggle believing that this is going to get fixed. I actually think that things are going to get worse. They have now put a target on their quarterback's back. They have rung a bell that can't be unrung. Anytime that Kyler Murray throws an inexplicable interception or doesn't manage a game well, every critic of him is going to be able to point back to this and say, did he study? And the Cardinals, they've done this. They've done this. They've got the world thinking that about their quarterback. And they have to ask themselves, was it worth it? Was it worth it to invest in a quarterback to the tune of $160 million guaranteed dollars? And then try to besmirch him by the language inside this contract. Was it worth it to the person that leaked this? If you see over the next few months some people leaving that organization, you'll get an idea of who was talking and who let it out there. Now, also, the contract, by the way, once it goes through, the folks over at NFL Network have access to it. Once the contract is deemed good by the NFL and the NFLPA, you can go look at the language of the contract. It's not a surprise that the report came from NFL Network. I personally don't think that Ian Rappaport went through every word of it without being tipped off. Like, I think that he read it, but I think someone was like, yo, man, this contract that Kyler Murray just signed, check out this clause in it. Can you believe that? Have you ever seen that? That's unprecedented, isn't it? And it is. It's never happened before. And I bet you it'll never happen again, because that's some dumb stuff. I'm not advising the Cardinals. If I were advising the Cardinals, I would say to them, you need to fix this with Kyler. You cannot go into the season with him feeling a certain way about you and you feeling a certain way about him. Even if you have to sit down and y'all have to air grievances on this, you can then at the end of it be like, look, man, even with this nonsense that we put into the contract, we still believe in you. And we want this to succeed. So how can we get what we want and you get what you want? This isn't about the contract anymore. This is about a working relationship. How do you go forward? The contract's signed. He's getting his money. He's your quarterback. How can we make this right? How can we make this work? I don't have a lot of faith that either side is going to be able to do this. And it's partially because of what I know about the Cardinals organization and partially because of what I know about Kyler Murray. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that I'm wrong about Kyler as a player, because it would be awesome to have a dude like that be electric and win. Like, he's been electric already. It's electric. But be electric and win. And be someone, the Cardinals, with that type of commitment to a quarterback, you should be looking at a team that you think can win the Super Bowl. And if you can't, shame on you. But I love to be wrong about that. I love to be wrong about them not being able to fix it. It would be great if 2 years from now we're sitting here laughing at the idea that they put this in his contract. And he's laughing at all of us being like, you guys thought I didn't study? Man, I'm out here studying like Tom Brady. One more thing. There are a lot of positions in the NFL where I think over-analysis can end up being the worst thing for someone. I think corners can sometimes just really mess themselves up by digging too deep into what it is they're doing and what it is they're not doing. Quarterback is one of the only positions where, for the most part, I side with the team. that position is different. It's different from every other position in sports. Like, not even goalie in hockey. Because goalie in hockey, yeah, it feels like that guy plays on an island, but he doesn't. The quarterback's on an island. He's in a different tax bracket than almost every other player on the team. The other players around the NFL, they call it the quarterback tier. Those guys are getting paid way more money than the rank and file. They have an abundance of power inside of the organization. They're the front man for the band. And they've got to be on point. You have to kind of be a maniac. It sucks, but it's true. If you look at the guys that have played the position, look at the guys that are the most successful dudes in the game right now at that position. Look over the last decade. Who you got? You got Tom Brady, you got Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Those guys are all maniacs. All of them. And they want their quarterback to be that. Mahomes, he seems to be having more fun than the other dudes, but he's a maniac now. If you're going to be great at this, there's a level of commitment that you have to give yourself over to. That's why you get all that money. Because you're the guy that's going to take the most heat. And it stinks sometimes, and I understand it not feeling good, but it's the truth. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope Kyler and the Cardinals fix it. These are definitely weird times that we are dealing with this sort of thing. But it was on my mind, so I wanted to go a little bit deeper on it. And I'm glad that you checked out the episode. By the way, Aurelio's Pizza, it's the sauce. They bring you this fine podcast, and we thank the folks over at Aurelio's. Go on out to Homewood. Get one out of the old oven. You know what to do. Get a family size. You're going to love it. Big thanks to you for listening. I appreciate it. Now go do your homework too. No, I'm just kidding. Enjoy your day or your night whenever you're listening. Shout out to Kid Cudi. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.